Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Wednesday here at Gillette Stadium marked the first significant in-season roster shakeup of 2012. Whether the midweek moves were a direct result of the Aaron Hernandez injury or the general malaise of the offense on Sunday, there are signs that some changes are needed as the Patriots get set for a big Sunday night showdown in Baltimore.
In the shotgun snap, he's got it. To throw, looking left, now looking right, now goes to the right with it, open, touchdown! Touchdown to Deion Branch! And a big hand for Deion Branch, who returned this week via trade from the Seattle Seahawks.
When Deion Branch returned to the Patriots in a 2010 midseason trade from Seattle, it took him no time at all to reconnect with his longtime QB pal Tom Brady. 9 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown in an overtime victory against, of all teams, the Baltimore Ravens. With the Pats coming off a sluggish Week 2 performance, it seems fitting that this would be the week to add Branch, who was released by the team on the final cutdown day. Perhaps number 84 can once again make an immediate impact in a game against the Ravens.
That all depends on the game plan and whatever the coaches have for me. I'm going to do whatever they ask of me, whether that be, you know, special teams, offense, defense, I'm going to do that. But as far as within the offense, that comes with the game plan.
Whether or not the game plan turns out to be Deion heavy, it's clear that some adjustments need to be made. Perhaps expectations should be lower for the Pats' other Wednesday offensive addition, tight end Kellen Winslow, but in the absence of Aaron Hernandez, Winslow and Daniel Fells could be useful pieces to plug into an offense that Tom Brady admitted needs some fine-tuning.
We've just been inconsistent, I'd say, you know, with our execution. I think there's plays out there to be made that, you know, we're trying to make, and I don't think it's through lack of effort. It's just a matter of execution.
Just consistent play, making the plays downfield, making the short plays, and just playing consistent. I think that would be the measurement to me as far as how successful and how cohesive we are.
Are they cohesive now? Well, they had one impressive, balanced, and victorious outing, the season opener at Tennessee, and one unimpressive, disturbing, and losing performance, their second game against Arizona. It's a week-to-week league, and it's early enough in the season that there's no panic in the Pats locker room just yet.
I'm not trying to find any answers and compare it to any other year. This is a new year, and it's a new week, and we just put everything in the past, and we just got to focus on the Ravens now.
And focusing on the Ravens' defense should get the Patriots' attention, regardless of what type of game they had the previous week. Now, the Patriots are 6-0 all-time against the Ravens in the regular season, and of course narrowly beat Baltimore right here at Gillette Stadium in last year's AFC Championship game, but they did get destroyed by Baltimore in the playoffs 2 years before that. Much more on the Patriots-Ravens matchup coming up Thursday and Friday here on Patriots.com. That will wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.